basically, Facebook is presenting a snapshot of your entire life since you joined Facebook. So think back to that first day that you joined, whether it was, you know, 2009, 2007, whatever, and anything that you might have posted can now appear on an actual chronological timeline. I can go back to 2007, January, March, October, and see exactly what you said, the pictures that you shared, the links that you liked for any time period.
It sounds like these changes are going to make it even more important than ever to edit and set limits on our page.
Absolutely, because, you know, I'm sure that there are very few people out there that remember what they said 3 years ago on Facebook, and that will be popping up. So when your profile does make that switch, I would encourage everyone to kind of look through and see if there are some things that perhaps they don't want to be showing right now, and go ahead and delete that.
What's another significant change, Michelle, with the Facebook timeline?
You now will have the opportunity to add what's called a cover photo. This is a photo that takes up a good chunk of the Facebook page. So it's very, very prominent. And then your profile picture is much smaller below that cover photo.
So, Michelle, share some ideas on how we can maintain the privacy we want with this new timeline on Facebook. What do we need to know?
The biggest thing is going to be awareness. I would encourage everyone to kind of just read up a little bit about what the changes are going to be so they can be prepared. And then to make sure that they kind of set aside a little bit of time to be able to go through their pieces of information just to make sure that they're okay with what's being presented. The other thing is that Facebook is adding some social apps. So, for example, if you use Spotify, which is a music listening app, and you connect that to Facebook, every single time you're listening to a particular song, it will broadcast on your Facebook profile if you've given initial acceptance. So in other words, once you've said, yes, you can broadcast the listening of this particular song, you've then given permission ongoing.
What if we don't want the new timeline?
There's absolutely nothing you can do about that except don't use Facebook.
Michelle, you always have the latest on social media and businesses. What about the new Facebook timeline regarding business?
Actually, for the folks out there who work for a company that has a Facebook page, we used to call them Facebook fan pages or business pages, word out now is that Facebook will be bringing this new timeline to pages at the end of February.
Wow, very good. Michelle Beckham Corbin, thanks again so much for joining us and updating us on the new Facebook timeline.
And thanks for having me, Sherry.
I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.